stands for Radical Action for Mountain People's Survival.
And tell our listeners what happened today, what happened with these tree sitters who are trying to stop mountaintop removal.
Two of them ascended a pair of trees to be about 80 feet off the ground on platforms within 300 feet of active blasting on a strip mine on Coal River Mountain in southern West Virginia. And being that close to the blasting, it would be unsafe for them to blast. So this is a way to directly intervene in that strip mining there, also known as mountaintop removal.
Why are they doing that?
They are doing it for a number of reasons. The strip mining in the area is devastating the watershed. It's devastating any hopes for a diversified economy in the area that has seen a mono economy of coal mining since the late 1800s. And there was a recent health study that came out, one of many health studies that have been coming out in the last few years, that shows people living in areas where strip mining occurs for coal that there is an elevated level of birth defects. And they did this, they showed this even after compensating for socioeconomic factors. There's a litany of reasons why people are there.
Tell us a little bit about the two young tree sitters, who they are, and what risks they face in taking this action.
There's Bex Collins, who I believe is 21. She began volunteering in the Coal River Valley sometime last year. And then the other person, Kat, who goes by Fern often, she is she's been involved with Mountain Justice, and she was a volunteer with United Mountain Defense in Knoxville a year or so ago, and is now working in the Coal River Valley as a volunteer on the strip mining issue. And she is 24, I believe. They face any number of charges once they're no longer in the trees. There's commonly what we've seen are trespassing, conspiracy, littering, which gets dropped. Sometimes there might be an obstruction charge or something of that sort. And sometimes they'll throw other extra charges in there to see what'll stick. And typically the only things that stick are trespass and conspiracy. In a lot of these counties in West Virginia, if there's any more than one person involved, or maybe it's any more than two involved in a crime, then they will throw conspiracy in there. But things might be different this time, because this mine is operated now by a subsidiary of Alpha Natural Resources, which recently bought Massey Energy. And when this site was operated by the subsidiary of Massey Energy, the response by the coal company was pretty severe, and tree sitters were subjected to what some have characterized as torture techniques: sleep deprivation, loud noises, bright lights, that sort of thing. But Alpha seems to have a different way of approaching problems presented to their conduction of business. So we'll see what happens. This is in some ways uncharted territory.